What up? It's your boy Felice, and welcome to the Secrets of the Real Man Transformation podcast. It's your boy Felice, and it is Thursday, I think it's the 30th of May 2019. It's about 8:40 a.m. here in Sydney, and we've actually just dropped off my girls to the daycare, and I wanted to do a podcast and let you know where we're at. It's actually 8 degrees. Can you believe it's 8 degrees here in Sydney? Like, 8 degrees here in Sydney is like hella cold, right? I'm not sure about New Zealand, or, you know, for a podcast listening in New Zealand or in the States, but, you know, down here, man, down under, you know, 8 degrees is cold. But look, guys, I wanted to do this podcast and hope you guys are having an awesome day, evening, night, wherever you're at. We've just announced that the tickets to the Real Men Summit, which is a full day event, is going to be released this Friday. So if you're not, if you haven't added me on Instagram, follow me on Instagram, Felice Taukafa, or follow me on Facebook at Felice Taukafa, and I'll keep you guys posted. It's gonna be awesome. It's about 6 weeks from now. It's gonna happen here in Sydney. It's a full day event. There are gonna be hundreds of obese dads, like just like you and me. We're gonna put them in one room, and it's just gonna rip you guys apart, man. Honestly, I'm gonna rip you apart straight up. It's gonna be an awesome day. The guys in the coaching program that I'm working with right now, they're gonna be there also, sharing their experiences and their wins. And it's gonna be really, really good. But you know, I wanted to do this podcast, and I wanted to talk to you guys about the importance of environment. Yeah, like, one thing that I've come to realize on my journey is that, you know, the environment that I'm in right now, the people that I'm surrounding myself with right now, you know, they have a big influence on me. And without, you know, if you look around, guys, if you look around right now and you look around, like, who do you spend most of your time with? Right, like, who are the friends that you associate with? Who are the people that you follow on Instagram? Who are the people that you follow on Facebook? Who are the people that you follow on Snapchat? And understand that these people that you follow, and these people, and more importantly, your friends that you hang around with, the people that you associate with, you know, at work or at going out for lunches and stuff like that, they have a massive, massive impact on your journey. And to be honest, man, with me, you know, within the last 12 months, I've actually just knuckled down on who I actually have around me. You know, the people that I associate with myself with, are people that are doing like 10 times better than me. Like, that's just it. And the reason why is because they operate at a certain way. They make decisions out of a certain way. They're successful because they're doing something successful. And so if you want to be successful, hang around people like that. Like, on my Instagram, I only follow people that the people that I want to become, that I want to get, like, I want to get to their level, I follow them. And to be honest, man, like, if they, even in, like, my family and friends and stuff like that, I love them. But for me right now, it's just, I need to be surrounded by I need to be surrounded by people that are just on a mission, that have goals, that are driven, because when I'm following them, they empower me. Now, what I come to realize, there are moments in my journey, 100%, there are moments in my journey where I'm not feeling up to it. And you guys probably feel the same. Like, oh man, how many times on this journey, and just reflecting when I first started, like, when I first started my journey 2-3 years ago, you go through these moments where you have spurts of motivation, where you have these moments where, you know, I remember there was a wedding coming up, and me and my wife were, you know, I did not want to go to the wedding. And the reason why I didn't want to go to the wedding was because I didn't have clothes to wear. Like, and if I had clothes, like, it's just church clothes and that's it. So it's like black pants and a white shirt and a suit, if I could fit that suit. Other than that, it was very difficult to find clothes. And I remember going to the shops and going looking for clothes. And I just remember feeling like, So crappy in a way, because like I was just like, like going from one store to another store and trying to find my size, and then them giving me the pant size and then not being able to fit, and then asking for a bigger size, and then going from there to another store. And then it gets to a point where you just go to a store like Johnny Big. I'm sure they have one in Sydney and in Australia and in New Zealand, Johnny Big, which is just like premium price to clothes. Like, you don't have a choice, man. If they say it's $100 for a pair of pants, you got to buy it. If they say it's $100 for a pair of shirt or shirt, like a, just a polo shirt, like you got to buy it. And you go, I went through this moment, I'm just get all the motivation and I'll go out there and I'll try to do it. I'll try to get better and better and better. And I noticed that motivation didn't last for so long. And because I wasn't surrounded by people that empowered me and pushed me every single day, because I was just relying on these little spurts of motivation, I would only get so done. And so what I want to share with you right now, the importance of environment. And that's why we have, if you're not in my coaching program, that's one big thing, right? That's the biggest thing. But these guys invest, right? So like, if it's for you and you just want to be able to see what we do, like if you haven't already, go to my Felicia Tolgafa page. There's a group there called The Secrets to the Real Man Transformation. It's a free coaching page. And ultimately, you need to surround yourself with people that are on the same mission. Right, there's an analogy that the lone wolf dies. When the lone wolf, he's alone by himself and he's trying to hunt for food, it's very difficult for him to survive in the cold or in the snow, right? But when a wolf hangs around with the wolf pack, it's a whole different level. It's a whole different level. When a wolf hangs around with a wolf pack, it makes their job a lot easier when they're hunting. They can hunt down big, like, I don't know what they hunt, but they're like bears and stuff like that, right? Imagine if you're one wolf and you're trying to hunt down a polar bear. What's the likelihood of you surviving? Hell nah, baby, right? But imagine if you had a wolf pack. Imagine you had like 5, 10, 15, 20, right? Imagine what you can do, the strategies that you come up with. Imagine how much, like, you can dwell on each other. You guys can rely on each other. But more importantly, get like whatever the goal and the outcome is that you want to achieve, you're going to do this together. And that is the importance of environment. Being surrounded with people that are on the same mission and goal as you is going to empower you in those moments. Listen up. In those moments where you doubt yourself, in those moments where you don't feel up to it, in those moments where you feel like, you know, you just can't do it, being around a wolf pack or being around men that are on the same mission, for my females there, listen to this, like, surround yourself with people that are on the same mission. And it's very important to do that. Like, if they're not on your mission, like, if they're not driving towards the same goal and vision for you as you, like, try to not be around them. Be around people that push you and they're gonna make you feel uncomfortable so that you can grow and eventually move forward and progress in your journey. And that's why we created this event. Like, this event, this full day event, is just gonna be like enabling you to be able to see, have a glimpse of what you can feel and do. Many times when I go to these events, it's great, man, because you just, when you're there, like when I'm at home, I'm at home. That's it. That's the environment. When I'm in the kitchen, I'm in the kitchen. And there's only so much motivation that you can find in the kitchen and at home. But when I'm around other people on the same mission and we all feel like we can do it, it's empowering, guys. And that's my purpose of this event. So make sure, if you haven't already, subscribe to, follow me on Instagram. I'm going to give you guys updates, Felicia Tolgafa. But more importantly, get you guys moving forward, guys. That's one of the secrets to my transformation. That's a secret to what I do in this movement, is to be able to find people that share the similar pain points. We're dads, we're men. We all want to become better and stronger. We want to feel more confident. We want to be better fathers. We want to be better role models. And this is one way we do that, is by surrounding ourselves with like-minded people. Right, guys? So that is it, guys. That's the podcast. Hope everyone's doing well. The takeaway with this from you is, look around right now. Ask yourself this question. Who am I surrounding myself with? Who can I surround myself with? Who should I be following? And if there are people that you're following right now that, you know, they're complete opposite to your dream. Like, they're just like eating whatever. They're just like, they're not really driven. Like, honestly, even if they're family members, your siblings, I'm being real with you. Tough love. Just unfollow them. It doesn't mean that you don't love them. It's just, for you right now, you want to be able to surround yourself with the wolf pack that are on the same mission as you. It's your boy Felice. And you know how we do it, baby. We get 120 every single day.